The Sentai Review, Episode 20, 1992, Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that challenged Alpha 5 to a dance-off and lost. I'm Repwood Bill, William Bush. Let's go around the chairs.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Jay McCree, Proto Guy.
Jeremy.
We will have to bring up the fact that we may be slightly biased. We are in 1992. The Kyrie, I think it's like Kairyu Sentai Zuranger. This was our Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
This is what we all grew up with, so.
Yep. Costume-wise.
Yep.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
As redundant and ridiculous as this is going to sound, someone has to describe these Rangers, because this is posted on YouTube, but this is also posted on the podcast, and
they can't.
Believe it or not, somebody out there hasn't seen this.
Well,
go to the Googles and type in...
Really? You have to. Go for it. There are three white diamonds on the chest.
Yep.
There are three white diamonds on the gloves and the boots. Sorry, there are three color diamonds on the gloves and the boots, respectful to the colors that they are. They all have white belts. They all have a dino buckler. And then each helmet is designed after the dinosaur that they supposedly represent.
Let's start with the Blue Ranger.
Or prehistoric animal.
Well, let's start with the Blue Ranger. Triceratops. He's got the... What do you think a Triceratops helmet would look like?
I will say that not even so much of biasm, but looking at this, it just seems like they got everything right. The stylization of this one, all the helmets look good and functional. The costumes, they're not overbearing. There's just the right amount of contrast to the color they're supposed to be, while adding just a little bit of style.
Excuse me.
They just look right.
Let me put this back in my pants.
We've seen a lot of different, like, Rangers. Yeah. I mean, just not even in America, we've seen at least 21 of them now. Yeah. So, like, we've seen, like, 21 different costumes, I think, somewhere in there. Maybe only, like, 19, because our Rangers lasted, like, 4 years or some shit.
But when you see this as a kid, this is what we first seen. No, this is what we
grew up with.
This is what we remember. You know, like I remember what, like right now I can't even remember what the Zio costumes look like.
Oh, I can.
Right now I'm drawing.
Okay, we'll get there. That's for
sure.
All
I do is remember is their helmets. But they're like, I'm drawing a blank. But these guys, I never forget. I never forget what they look like.
You never forget your first, Shane.
They say that, but...
So, they have their little knife daggers, which turn into guns.
And then, obviously, you all know...
We're not... Because this is the picture that's up, so next. These were the original actors. These are the Zurangers.
Why does the Black Ranger's head look like it's been just photoshopped in?
This might have been a fucked up Photoshop picture.
Okay.
But this right here, this was the armor that they wore. They would fight in this first, and then if it turned out to be too difficult, they would switch to the other costumes.
Well,
so this is actually kind of part of the grading scale, because their mythic armor, it would actually take a lot of damage and do the spark thing and everything too. So this is still, these are the costumes of the Zurangers.
Why do the weapons look funny?
The weapons were a form of power weapons that were locked in another realm. They had to go there and get the weapons. Nothing was handed to the Zoodangers. It's not like our series. Nothing was handed to them. They start with normal weapons. The weapons don't work. They get broken and destroyed, so they had to go to this tomb where if they spent like more than so many hours there, they would turn to stone. So they have to get in and get out. But when they get in, they get assaulted by putties and this crazy minotaur monster and all this other stuff. And then they had to fight Bandora, and they almost die doing it. It's actually a really good episode. And then they get these weapons, and without realizing it, while these weapons are powerful, when they transform, the weapons take on the characteristics of the people wielding them. So the weapons transformed and became even more powerful on top of that.
Well,
so that's the reason why. In fact, you can see it if you look real close during the original intro of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You know those weird scenes where all the light comes off of the power sword and then Jason like swings it twice, then he goes into his stance?
Yeah.
Or like where they light up and then like Trini would spin the dagger in her hand? What that actually was the scene where the weapons are transforming. So if you slow that down and watch that, you can see that these are the actual weapons the Rangers are holding.
These weapons,
then the light happens.
Well, these weapons are like, if anybody watched our show, then you kind of remember what each Ranger's weapon was. Like, the Black Ranger has the axe. Boy has...
Yes, his name... His name is Boy.
Boy.
The Yellow Ranger.
It has the daggers. Red Ranger has the sword. Pink Ranger has the bow. And the Blue Ranger is supposed to have the...
it's like a...
Isn't it supposed to be a lance?
Trident kind of...
Trident lance thing.
It's not a trident. It's like two small lances.
Okay. That's cool, yo.
And then when the thing transforms, he can actually put it together.
Yeah.
They're... clothes they're wearing.
They're kind of similar to their color.
I like the Red Ranger's clothes. Yeah. And I like the Black Ranger, too. I think they look kind of cool.
I think the Yellow Ranger guy of his at a flea market.
Boy reminds me, the Yellow Ranger, he reminds me of when you play Dynasty Warriors and the first battle is always the Yellow Turban Rebellion.
Yeah.
He reminds me of those dudes.
I think the Blue Ranger looks kind of derpy. I mean...
Yeah.
The pink looks very basic.
Very.
I mean, for what I'm looking at with all the other guys, anyway, she kind of gets
very
like basic. The blue and the pink are really basic looking to me compared to the other three guys.
Yeah, they do look more normal.
Yeah, it's hard to explain what they're with.
Next,
there's them.
Those were the Dino Bucklers,
or our Power Morphers.
Yep.
And there you see them pulling them out and ready to morph.
Next. Ho, 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 ho.
Yes.
It's awesome. This, the Green Ranger was...
All right.
Yeah.
Well, looking at
he was the Dragon Ranger or Ranger of Power in their series.
Looking at this picture, they all have their weapons out. And the Black Ranger rocking his guitar right there. There's a couple reasons he looks like that, too.
That he looks different from the others. It's not just that he's the Dragon Ranger. There's been speculation, like fan theories, that... Just to warn you, there's a spoiler here. If you haven't seen the show, he's dead.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I did.
He's dead when you first see him.
So they were fighting his ghost?
They're fighting somebody who's living on borrowed time. Essentially a Shinigami, he dies. See, when the Rangers all go to sleep because they all seal themselves in a vortex type of thing, like a mirror dimension where time will stand still, and in case Bandora ever gets resurrected, they can come back to deal with the situation. He was not a part of the Rangers. The Green Ranger was not a part of the Rangers. What happened was they all go to sleep. He quested for his power, got his power, and then sealed himself in this tomb type of thing and cocooned himself. During the time when he sleep, there was a cave-in and he died. But the Shinigami that knew that he was needed for the future wrote him borrowed time. he built a candle which would house his life force.
Oh, the candle. The candle.
But it was handled very differently in their series. Mm-hmm. When he comes to life, when they wake him up, the candle starts burning. The candle is all the time he has that the Shinigami can buy him on Earth. That dagger is given to him by a Shinigami. The spirit of the dead hands him that dagger. And a lot of people think the reason he looks different, the shield and everything, that's his borrowed time. It's what keeps him here, outside of his... Because later on, the Shinigami will approach him, because he doesn't even know he's dead. The Shinigami will pull him into this room, trap him there, show him the candle, and say, when that burns out, you will die. And he was like, I don't believe this bullshit. And he's like, well, you don't have to believe me, but this here, and he hands him the dagger, and he says, you, every time you leave this room, the candle will light. You only have so long, and you will die. If this candle goes out while you're outside the room, you're dead. But you can spend as much time as you want here in this white, nothing-to-do room, and you can live. This room has no time.
Yeah, I'm probably going to want to die. So, I can always sit in a white room, I'll be like, living is fun!
And that's that story alone...
I'll be back in 2 hours.
I'm telling you, if you get a chance...
A laptop and a PlayStation.
If you get a chance to watch the original series, it's awesome. It's shockingly awesome.
They have released it onto DVD by way of the Shout Factory.
Yep.
The same ones who do the Power Rangers DVDs now.
It's way more serious and extreme than what we were dealing with.
Right. But this picture's really cool.
The Megazord's in the back.
Yep.
And some other dinosaurs sticking around.
Everyone so far, we've seen... Except for the Red Ranger.
We've seen a couple... Yeah, he just has that stupid dagger.
Yep.
If you look at his right arm, it kind of looks like he's going after the throat of the Green Ranger, you know?
They,
I know, I understand that they're rivals and stuff, and they want to beat... Well, they're brothers, I know that.
Somewhat brothers. It gets real complicated. I'm not going to go into it, but basically... Basically, one
we
of these tribes,
a lot already, so.
Each one of the colors represented a tribe of the past. The red tribe killed the green tribe and then took the sun. And it's kind of like the Loki situation, kind of adopted him into the family type of
and
thing.
And he found out what happened
yes.
and rebelled.
Well, he's seen it happen. He watched it as a child and stayed silent and looked for his moment to kill Geki.
I see. Sweet picture.
Next.
Here's them standing in front of their mystical...
Yeah, the Zords are alive in this series.
Yeah, they may look like robots, but they're actually mystical spirit animals. Spirit dinosaurs.
They're supposed to be these things called the spirit beasts.
Spirit, thank you, I couldn't think of the word.
And they find them in another sub-dimension, and that's why they come off of these clouds... Like when they call for them. And that's the other thing, too. There are times when they'll ask for help, and they don't get it. Because they're not Zords. They actually have to ask.
Yeah, when they do come, they come on these clouds.
Their Zords were cool, though.
The Mastodon.
Like we've seen a couple Zords now.
The Mastodon doesn't
up to
come
this.
From the fucking North Pole and, like, walk.
Next.
When they show up, you have to call Yusuke to get rid of them.
All right, here's their poses.
Each one of them did a different style of kung fu, though. So the poses actually serve a little more purpose.
Okay,
not perfectly, but...
If you look at everyone's pose, the Red Ranger's in a derpy pose.
Yellow looks beautiful.
He just has his arms up in the air. That's his pose.
Yellow, if I'm not mistaken, in this...
Pequan?
Yes, I believe she does the same... He does the same martial arts style... That Helena uses. And Scorpion.
And I would assume pink is Crane.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
blue looks like Iron Fist for some reason.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Black is...
Black I can't place. Unless it's... No, it wouldn't be Snake.
It's not
like
Snake.
Yeah.
No.
And then red is wave your arms in the air.
They all do a real martial art. If I remembered to look it up, I would be able to tell you. But, like, it's speculation on three of them. I can only tell you what three of the guys really do.
But there's your, there's them all with their poses. It's another sweet
next.
Picture.
There's that,
Their
weapons combined to form that gun thing.
We only seen that a couple times.
Now you'll notice that if you've been keeping up with this, you'll notice that this is one of the smaller
cannons of death.
Yes, that's true.
Well, like everybody else,
cannons of death have been like giant fucking retarded mechanical
weapons
that they have to
hold
around.
Had to hold it.
Yeah,
if you look at this very carefully,
they don't actually have to help him.
No. The Red Ranger.
They just like, I want to be a part of this.
The Red Ranger actually holds it, all of it by himself, and like the Black and Blue Ranger are like, let's help, even though we don't grab one side.
I wonder if they're supposed to be steadying it. Maybe when it fires, there's a retarded amount of kickback.
And then the pink and yellow are on the back holding his shoulders.
Yeah, we're giving you some support.
Maybe that's the idea. Maybe there's an awful lot of kickback on that cannon.
Okay, yeah.
Considering the fact that every other gun has been so massive that it literally looks like three Spartan cannons.
Right.
And like a death laser.
Yeah.
This is
probably the smallest one we've seen.
Yeah, this is literally like an uberly retarded big shotgun with like a bunch of little side cannons.
Right. Next!
Well, there's a
weapon picture.
Yeah, more of their weapons.
Next!
Oh,
there was inside the Megazord.
They're about to get boned on, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah. If you've ever seen
inside the Megazord, there's a spot for the Green Ranger.
Well,
on the panels at the very beginning, when you're watching the normal show,
I think this is probably when the Green Ranger was on their side. So
right, but while they're all sitting in there, even at the very beginning, when they're all sitting in there, there's a spot open with a Green Ranger panel.
Remember,
so they knew that somebody else was out there from the very beginning.
For those of you who watched our version of it, this kind of reminds me of the time where Tommy jumped up there and went through the back door.
I'd have been like, Zordon, we need to talk. Why in the fuck is there not a lock on the back door of the Megazord?
Because I love that episode.
He just opens up the Megazord.
I love the episode. It's because the Zord's standing there, and the back door opens, and all the Rangers like
they turn around like, what the fuck?
And then you see the head of the Zord like moving, and then you just see the Rangers falling out one at a time. Like he's like, there's not that much room in this, as you can see.
So once they got their asses jumped,
they got their
ass. Nothing they could do. Like you gotta get out of the seat and get up.
You gotta unbuckle your seatbelt because this is America. Everybody's wearing a seatbelt.
This is America.
But this,
no, from our version, they gotta unbuckle their seatbelt.
Even in our version, we were using their footage.
Yeah,
here's my question: they all got thrown out, and their power crystals had to have remained in the cockpit.
That's a little confusing too. The power crystals thing—that's
yeah.
Like in the series, they show that the guy takes the coin out, and he does like, no, it's not.
This is the only series that I've seen that I can remember that. Anytime there was a sixth ranger that was bad or anything like that, this was the first one, or if not the only one, where the sixth ranger went through the back door.
Last series that we just covered, the Jetman had no sixth ranger that we saw. Looks like the add-on ranger was only an every now and then thing.
Yeah.
Because I there's this guy that comments on a lot of our videos. And he's explained, you can go back and check out some of the videos, look at the comments, he'll explain to you.
Most of the time it's only like a few episodes total.
What do you mean? Oh, no.
Well, explaining.
Yeah, he'll explain to you everything about this, because we're just grading the costumes.
Yeah.
And he even asked, he was like, shouldn't you guys watch the show? And I was like, in a way, that would be cool, but what we're trying to do here is just look at costumes. We're just trying to say the costumes are cool or the costumes are bad. Like, that's it. Like, because when we would get this in America, if you were just a fan of Power Rangers, they would have to make these costumes and sell them to the masses of America without you knowing about the original show. So we're just grading costumes.
Which is why the Green Ranger's shield looks different in the American version.
So, like, yeah, and it does. It looks real bad in the American version.
But
yeah, he'll comment on our videos and he'll usually tell you like all about the series. So it's been kind of cool to read his comments. Like, so please keep commenting, dude, because I actually enjoy, because he's been filling me in on which ones were done by Marvel, like which ones had comic books and like which ones, like different things like that. He tells me about the series, and I think that's really cool.
I just like that picture because
explosions.
Power Rangers are famous for explosions. This is just a pose picture.
Explosions were all the way back. What was it? What was the first explosion pictures we saw? Like
the third or fourth?
Yeah, like the fourth season.
What is it with Red Rangers always putting their hands up like that?
They're important.
Yep.
They're the leader.
I'm sorry. Out of all the poses, he's the laziest. He's just like,
I'm a badass.
That's like, ready guys? Everyone here does a real cool pose, and I'm like,
next!
Put my arms out. This is just an
cartoon picture. I'm kind of done with this. Yeah. Next! Next!
Another one!
Damn it!
With the green.
Next!
What the deuce?
Okay, here's the Megazord.
Compared to the other Zords we've seen so far, man, I hate it. I hate it because I sound very biased, but so far
I
have
always
Megazord.
Liked this one more than anything.
A lot of the other Zords that I've seen, even in other series as we went up, I would think some of them were cool. Yeah. But this Zord,
we know this Zord.
It's not just that we know it though. I don't know if it's 100% nostalgia because we've seen other Zords.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I think it's dumb.
Really, you didn't like the Megazord?
The look of it, yes. The implementation, no. Who the fuck makes a solar-powered Zord?
Okay, that's the American series, yes. Okay.
That's an American.
Look at this Megazord. All it wants is a fist bump.
That's true.
And look at
these friggin' homie Zord,
look at this. Look at these Rangers, man. They're leaving them hanging.
Yeah. What a bunch of douches.
They're too busy with their hands on their waist to do anything
No wonder the Megazord literally rejected them in the Japanese series.
When a spiritual beast asks for a fist bump, you fist bump back.
That might be terrifying, though.
I don't know, fist bump, yo.
Well, and they're all like, oh, shit.
How does the Mastodon do it? The Triceratops. Or hell, if
that's the Megazord. So yeah. The only thing that can fist bump them is the monster or the tiny Rangers.
The Tyrannosaurus.
But tiny Rangers are in super suits that sparks and backflip.
Next.
Now,
oh, that's pretty sweet.
Now, here's their name.
I like this picture. This is pretty sweet. I want to say these are the names of the actual actors.
They are. The top name is the name of the actual actors. And then, of course, they're...
Holy crap, look at the Black Ranger.
Alright. So, you've got the Tricera...
The tribes are listed.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, the Tricera Ranger. The Terra...
Patera?
Terra.
Yeah, it's Terra Ranger.
The Tyranno Ranger, the Dragon Ranger, the Tiger Ranger, the Mammoth Ranger!
Dude, that guy's voice in the original series is the most awesome, ridiculous voice you've ever fucking heard.
Dude, I love when he morphs. Mammoth Ranger!
Dude, he sounds ridiculous.
And the picture of the Red Ranger looks like it's when he's gotten the Green
Ranger. Yeah, this is after the death of the Green Ranger and he was given the dagger. And you'll notice that in their series, the sword changed.
Yep.
Look at this, okay? Boy, okay, you got Prince Geki.
Right.
Princess Mei. Knight Burai. Knight Goshi. Gashi. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. Then you got Boy and Dan.
He's just Dan.
We're not knights or princes or nothing. I'm Dan.
I don't
Is
think
that
he was
because he becomes Dan Hibiki.
No, he's actually as they go through the series, like I said, you'll deal with different things like this. These Rangers don't necessarily work well together. Some of them are still opposed because of the wars of their original clans.
Well, you're talking five different tribes.
Right. So, like, I think Dan, if I remember right, I think he was not part of an actual tribe. I think he was more of like a civilian type of militia. So I don't think he has an actual tribe.
Actually, it says something tribe knight. Oh, no, it does say knight Dan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Enter. Diatribe Knight.
Well, that, because out of all of them, if I remember right...
Well, that would be the same name with Boy, then.
If I remember right, Dan...
Actually, yeah, because Boy is the exact same. They forgot Boy.
Dan is tough to deal with in some of them. I remember, like, in episodes, he's just, like, sitting around reading comic books and shit like that, and they get on him for being lazy.
Dude, I'd be like, listen, man.
Next!
Reading manga.
See, now there's a pose! He stopped putting his... Like, he's pushing something. Hey, look, he's actually trying this time.
Next!
Now, this is when I'm calling their mythical beasts or robots in our series.
Next!
Here, more poses with weapons.
Next!
CG Rangers.
Next!
Running! Everyone like, yes, running.
Except it's not running with explosions behind him.
Next.
No, run because the explosion's about to happen. Yeah. Up, all done.
Posing with the first one.
All done.
Back to the first one.
So, Bill.
Who? This question almost doesn't even need to ask. Who's coolest ranger?
Green.
I'm going to slap you.
Be different.
I'm going with red.
Oh, okay, the red's cool. Wait, for our
which version of red?
Wait a minute.
Oh, post, no. You know ours.
Pre-death or post-death of Green?
Post. Of course.
So then he gets the shield. He did look pretty cool. The red Dragon Ranger was pretty sweet.
I understand it wasn't in the Japanese version, but in our series, can we add the White Ranger?
No. The White Ranger. He's in a different. He's in a different Sentai altogether. You will see him.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay.
So does that mean that the Aqua Rangers were also a different series?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The Ranger you're talking about is Kiba.
I know you told me about him. I just thought because I understand because we added him in our series, so that's why I was like. So yeah, we all say Green Ranger except for Jeremy because he likes to be different.
Okay.
Seth. Rate it.
Alright, let's...
4.5.
Scott.
4.
I hate you. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'm going 4.
I hate you too. Bill.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to give it a 5. That sounds so biased, but they really are the best costumes we've seen so far.
Alright, here. So you don't... So you're not the first one. I'll do it. I'm biased as shit. 5. 5. This is childhood for me and for everyone else here.
Fuck it. Give it 5 with a biased understanding. Everybody knows that I saw this first, but I am trying to be real about it. Out of every costume we've seen so far...
Some of them are cool, and then some of them are really derpy.
Yeah, and then
there's something special about them.
There's a very powerful balance that's struck with these costumes. Like,
because
they're not over-designed, but they're not quite under-designed. They have just enough style. They look pretty cool. You could take them serious as superheroes,
but
at the same time, they don't look like they're jetmen.
Yeah,
and they had the Green Ranger, who happens to be the coolest one.
And the Green Ranger, actually, to me,
looks like
you'll see a lot of other Sixth Rangers and whatnot, but he really is one of the coolest looking. Like, remember the other Green Ranger, the Bug Eyes Beetleborg looking motherfucker with the Doug Funny vest?
Yeah,
that guy's not cool.
No,
you see what I'm getting at?
What did this series get?
What did Zoo Ranger get? Well, I want to go back to what Bill was saying, because he actually is right. Most of them, we were arguing about which helmet looked cool, not the costume. Other times, we were bashing on the helmet and the face and being like,
basically,
the costume looks decent,
here's the thing.
But everything else is ridiculous.
Helmet-wise, in this series?
Yeah.
They all look good.
That's what I mean. That was the only memorable part, was arguing over the costume or bitching about Baby Bib Rangers.
They look
By the way, this
got
a 4.5, so mark it.
We are 4.5 on the Zoo Ranges, so we need to move on.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast?
If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.